Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you have a joint checking account, one person can't withdraw any money. It takes two signatures on there to get anything cashed. And you have to have both signatures. Well, in a joint heirship with Jesus, Jesus is never going to sign this over to the devil again. Jesus will never agree with your carnality, and he will never give this over to the devil. So even if you yield to the devil, you might let the devil run your life and you might let him destroy you, but he'll never get this power and authority that Jesus won back, because Jesus will never co-sign with you on any of that stuff. And therefore, you can ruin your life, but you aren't going to ever transfer any more power and authority back to the devil. He's beat. He's destroyed. And his only power is deception. And that's the reason that you know the truth, and the truth sets you free. Once you learn the truth and learn that you're the one that has the power and authority, Satan has no power to do anything. Here's another application of all of these truths that I'm talking about. In the same way that God had to create the physical body of Jesus by speaking the word, and then taking those words, and this is the reason that John is so powerful, if you understand this, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is exactly what happened. God spoke these words throughout eternity, and then the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary with them, and the Word literally took on flesh. Man, that's powerful. That's how Jesus came into this earth. God spoke words. He created it by His words. And did you know that every one of us receive a miracle the same way? God spoke words. There are words in this book that are promises of God. And I don't know if this is literally true or if this is just a symbolism, but in a sense, it's like every person, male and female, in the body of Christ, you have a spiritual womb. And you have to conceive a miracle. And you take the Word of God, and just as those words entered into Mary's womb and she conceived and then she gave birth 9 months later, did you know that you need to take the Word of God and put them in your heart and you conceive a miracle? Amen. Miracles don't just come. You know, I'm not going to teach a lot on this, but babies don't come by the stork. Amen. If you don't understand that, ask your mother or father, amen. But that's not how babies come. You have to have a relationship. Most people understand this. Did you know that in the spiritual realm, we just pray and, oh God, heal me. And you just wait on God to do something. You're waiting on the stork. There's a lot of Christians that think that the stork brings miracles, that they just drop out of the sky. You just want me to wave my hand over you and you're going to be healed. And you don't understand that you have to conceive a miracle. A woman who wants a child and yet doesn't have a physical relationship with a man is not going to get pregnant. I don't care how much you pray. I've prayed with lots of people that they could have children. And one time I was praying with a woman and I just felt impressed to stop and ask her. I said, "Are you married?" And she said, "No." And man, I took my hands off of her real quick. I said, "I'm not going to pray that you can have children." I said, "There was only one virgin birth, and you aren't going to be the second, amen." I said, "You know what? And you aren't supposed to do it outside of marriage. You're just silly if you're praying for a child and you aren't having a physical relationship. That's not how it works. There's laws. God said this is the way it works. And you aren't going to get pregnant by prayer." I pray with people that they can have children. I just prayed with a couple a week or two ago, and I prayed with them, and man, the power of God hit them, and they said, "We know that we've received." And I said, "You know, this is only part of the miracle, amen." I said, "You got a part to play in this." I said, "Go be a doer of the word." And the man said, "I'll do it, amen." You know what? You got to have a physical relationship. You don't get pregnant through prayer. Well, in the spiritual realm, people are just sitting here saying, Oh, God, please heal me. And you don't know what the word says. You're saying, well, I think that the Bible says somewhere. I'm not sure. Doesn't it say something like, by his stripes we were healed or are? I don't know. You know what? You aren't going to get pregnant that way. You got to have a little bit more intercourse, interaction with the word of God than that. You need to know that it's somewhere in this book. No, you need to get that promise and meditate it until it comes on the inside of you and you get pregnant with it. This is how Jesus was conceived. God took the word and implanted it in Mary and she conceived. You need to take the word of God and get pregnant with it. And you know, just like a woman, when she first gets pregnant, she doesn't even know she's pregnant at first. She's pregnant, but she doesn't even realize it. Did you know what? You can take the word of God and start meditating on it and not even realize and think, well, this, you know, I don't know if this is doing any good or not. But if you're meditating in that word, I can guarantee you something's taking place. Something's happening. You may not know it, but it'll be just a short period of time. And then eventually the woman gets to where all of a sudden she realizes something's happening. And she realizes that she's pregnant. And yet she knows it, and yet nobody else knows it. It's not showing yet. It's not obvious. You can't just tell by looking at a woman who's just gotten pregnant that she's pregnant. She knows it, but nobody else knows it unless she tells them. Did you know it's the same thing? You take the word of God and all of a sudden you know that something's happening. But nobody else can see it. They just think that you're crazy. But then you go through a period of time and after a while a woman gets to where everybody can tell she's pregnant. Everybody says, man, when are you due? It looks like you should have had this child a long time ago. And you know what? Eventually people will get to saying, boy, I can tell that you are just full of the word of God that you're going to see. And after a while, people get to seeing the power of God on you. And then there's this birth and people look at that and think, oh man, isn't that great? And they love the birth, but they don't want the conception and they don't want to carry it. You know, in a sense, this is what most of the body of Christ is doing. They don't know how to conceive a miracle. They are just wanting an adoption. They're wanting to come and have me give you the child that you're believing for. You're wanting me to produce the miracle. You're wanting me to wave my hand over you and pray and get this and that. And you haven't had any intercourse with the Word. You don't know what the Word says. You haven't taken the Word and put it in your heart. You haven't meditated on it. You're just, in a sense, bootlegging the gospel off of a preacher. Brothers and sisters, this is not the way that God made the body of Christ operate. You can take the Word of God and plant it in your heart and conceive something. You know, many years ago, this was about 1992 or 93, somewhere in there, the Lord was showing me that our ministry was dramatically changing and that we needed a huge increase. And finances were, of course, a big, big thing, a big part of it. And I knew that I needed a revelation in the area of finance. Now, Jamie and I personally were operating in prosperity, and we've always been rabid, fanatical givers. But I had some problems with giving and especially receiving money and taking offerings. I was embarrassed as a preacher. I didn't want people to think I was after their money and things like this. So anyway, I had some bad attitudes, and the Lord just showed me things needed to change. So you know what I did? I took about 100 scriptures on prosperity, and I put them on my computer, and I just began to meditate on these scriptures and meditate on them. And I would read through those scriptures and say, God, I know that this is the Word. The Word is the power to change my life. And I just started meditating on those scriptures and meditating on them. And for 2 years I did this. And if you would have looked at me and have asked me, what have you gotten out of it? I couldn't have told you anything. I didn't get any brand new revelation. I didn't have anything dramatic happen. But I just believed that the Word was changing me. And then Pastor Dean Melton right here on the front row, I go to his church every year for 22 years. And I've seen him take people. I remember Terrence came out of the jail and had nothing. And Pastor Dean took him and took his money and wouldn't give him money if he hadn't been praying that day. He wouldn't give him any money to go eat. He wouldn't let him eat. He taught him how to use his money. And within a short period of time, Terrence was making like $10,000 a month or more. And miracles were happening. And I saw person after person after person in Pastor Dean's church prosper more than most people that I've ever seen. And Pastor Dean, his church does more than most churches. There are churches here in Atlanta, I bet you, that have 10, 20,000 people that don't do as much for missions as that church in Freedom Christian Center. And I saw things happen that I just said, I covet what this man has. And so I invited him to come to my Bible school. And I took a yellow legal pad. And I said, I'm going to learn what this man knows. And I sat there for 2 days, and he taught 3 hours a day for 2 days in our Bible school. I never wrote down a note. He didn't say one thing that I hadn't already known, but you know the difference was he believed it. And I didn't. I was embarrassed. I was apologetic about finances. And man, I mean, something happened. Something got birth that day. I changed. And did you know prior to that time we would go hold a meeting like this and... like, I'm not even sure what our expenses... usually we run around $25,000 or $30,000 to put on a meeting like this is what it cost us. Back then, it was about $10,000, and that's for paying the airfare of the people that came, the musicians, the other speakers and stuff. And I would receive an offering, and we would get $10,005. Or we would get $9,994. It would be within $5 or $10 of our expenses. And, of course, people would become partners with us. And over the long term, it was good. But, I mean, it was just barely break even. And after God spoke to me through Pastor Dean and I got this thing, I went out within the next week. I held a meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. Everything was exactly the same. I did an offering exactly the same as I did tonight. Everything was the same. And instead of getting $10,000, we got $25,000, $30,000, $40,000. And nothing changed except... that, man, I had a revelation that was producing difference. And our ministry since then has never been behind. Our ministry has prospered. We are prospering. We have turned the biggest record income that we've ever had in the history of the ministry during this financial downtime. We are blessed and we are prospering.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. And I tell you, we have one of the most powerful websites of anything I've ever seen. I get comments about how user-friendly it is. I have hundreds of my teaching available for free downloads. And there's literally been people's lives saved by having all of this teaching material available to them free of charge. We have our living commentary there. I have about, I think it's 8 years or more of our television programs that you can view right there on the website. We have about 10 or 11 years worth of my radio programs there. It's just a wealth of information, so please join us at awmi.net.